South Dakota farmers are disappointed with Wednesday's meeting with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Miller, South Dakota farmer David Freemark says Pruitt doesn't understand the loss of RINs mean less demand for corn.
Difficult today to try to get that through to him. And we don't know how many waivers are out there that he's granted that we don't know. We don't know what we don't know. And that so there may be more than the 1.5, which is fully 10% of the RFS, the RFS being 15 billion gallons. So he's already waived 10% of the RFS, and that's just what we know of. So it's very disconcerting to producers because that's our market. Both corn and sorghum growers, our number one market has become the ethanol business.
Pruitt told farmers they would be pleased with renewable volume obligations expected out next week. Those numbers include 15 billion gallons for conventional biofuels in 2019, which is the cap on the renewable fuel standard. Chester, South Dakota farmer Keith Alverson says this still doesn't bring back the gallons lost from the small refinery waivers. Pruitt also addressed year-round E15 sales, saying the EPA has the authority to do that, which also includes a rulemaking process, but the RVP is on hold right now. Freemark just wants to see action.
It's, you know, quit talking the talk and show me, do it. You know, he talks very well as far as what we're going to do and what we're going to accomplish and how he loves the rural America and all that jazz, but your actions are not following your words. You know, that's probably the most disappointing thing to come out of it.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.